Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So today is a day of joy. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of heaven touching earth. And we're not gathered here just for another Sunday service, but for a baptismal service. A moment that goes right to the heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And it's a day that we get to celebrate with Rachel, with Callum, with Lindsay, with Charlotte, with Danielle, with Deborah, with Colin, and with Natalie. And let me tell you, baptism is one of the clearest pictures we have of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Saviour Jesus, made visible in the lives of ordinary men and women who have encountered his saving grace in their life. And there are two things that excite me more as a pastor than seeing someone going through the waters of baptism and publicly declaring their faith in Jesus. Why? Because every single baptism tells a story. Let me remind you today, it's not just water. It's not just a ritual. It's not just a church tradition. Every baptism is a testimony that Jesus is still alive, that he still saves today, that he still forgives, and that he's still transforming lives here in Scotland today. Every baptism tells that story. Every single one. So before we celebrate with those being baptised this morning, I want to take a little bit of time, shorter time than normal, to open up the scriptures and reflect on why baptism matters so much. And my prayer for this message really is threefold. That those who have been baptised today would understand deeply what this moment means for them today. That those of us who have already been baptised would be reminded today of the joy and the power of our own baptism and live afresh in the reality of the new life that we have in Jesus. And then thirdly, that those here today who have not yet been baptised, and especially those who are not yet Christians, that you would hear the call of God to respond, to believe, and make baptism a priority in your life. So let's start with a simple but vital question. What is baptism? The Bible is clear. Baptism is not just a religious ceremony. It's not something invented by the church to make us feel good, to have a nice time together. Baptism is God's idea. It's commanded by Jesus himself. In Matthew 28, verses 19 through to 20, which is part of the Great Commission, Jesus told his disciples and telling us there at verse 19, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." I hope you noticed in those verses that baptism is part of what it means to obey Jesus. He didn't say, go and make disciples, and if they fancy it, maybe get them baptized one day. That's not what he said. No, baptism is right at the heart of being a disciple of Jesus. Baptism is an act of obedience, but it's more than that. It's also an act of identification. Romans 6, verses 3 to 4 says, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." That's the picture. Baptism identifies us with Jesus in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. When someone goes down into the water, it symbolizes dying to their old life, burying the past. Then when they come up out of the water, it symbolizes being raised to new life in Jesus. So baptism is a declaration. We're saying, I belong to Jesus. My old life is gone. My new life has begun. And the second question for us this morning is, why is baptism so important? So let me give you several reasons. All of them are rooted in Scripture. Firstly, because Jesus commanded it. We've already seen the Great Commission. Jesus himself was baptized in Matthew. We see it in Matthew chapter 3. Not because he had sin to repent of, but to fulfill all righteousness and to set an example for all of us today. And let me tell you, if baptism was important for Jesus to do, and important enough for him to command, then I would suggest it's not optional for us. Secondly, baptism declares the gospel. See, every baptism is a living sermon. When you watch someone being baptized, you're seeing the gospel acted out, death, burial, and resurrection. The old is gone, the new has come. And let me tell you, in a world that often misunderstands Christianity, baptism is one of the clearest, simplest, and most powerful testimonies of what Jesus does in someone's life. The old life is gone. Forgiven, clean, white, free. We've been looking at that in our sermon series on grace. Totally gone, and you come up out of that water clean. Thirdly, baptism is important because it's a public declaration of faith. See, in the book of Acts, when people came to faith in Jesus, they were baptized straight away. It wasn't hidden, it wasn't private, it was public. Baptism is almost like putting on your football shirt of your team and saying, I'm with him, I'm on their side. And if you're brave like Alan, you might even wear your football strip in public. Alan, I'm sure I've seen one of your kids with a Man City top on. See, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, he says, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. That's a challenging verse. And baptism is one of the primary ways that we acknowledge him in our lives. Fourthly, baptism strengthens your faith. See, there's something powerful about taking that step of obedience. Baptism is often the turning point in someone's walk with God. I've seen it time and time again. People who were hesitant, people who were struggling, and they seem to find a new boldness, a new assurance, and a new freedom after their baptism. Why? Because obedience always brings blessing. Obedience always brings blessing. Then fifthly, because it's part of the normal Christian life. Let me tell you, when you read through the New Testament, there's not such a thing as an unbaptized Christian. Every single time someone put their faith in Jesus, they were baptized. Acts 2, I would love to have been there. Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says, those who accepted his message were baptized. And then catch this, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Can you imagine sitting through 3,000 baptisms? Like, I have to cut my sermon short because we're doing eight baptisms later. The logistics to baptize eight people, can you imagine the logistics for 3,000? I'm sure they didn't care, they just went for it. But they believed and they were baptized. That's the pattern, belief, baptism. So why should you get baptized? Firstly, because Jesus commanded it. Secondly, because it declares the gospel. Thirdly, because it's a public declaration of faith. Fourthly, because it strengthens your faith. And then fifthly, because it's part of the normal Christian life. But then here's the reality. Some people delay. Some people put it off. Maybe you've been a Christian for years and years and years and you've never ever been baptized. Maybe you've always meant to get around to it. Or maybe you've made excuse after excuse after excuse. So let me lovingly address some of the most common reasons people give when we talk to them about baptism. Let me give you excuse number one. I don't feel ready. Let me remind you this morning, baptism is not about being perfect. It's about declaring that Jesus has saved you. Too often people wait for a moment where they think they'll finally feel ready, as if baptism was some sort of graduation ceremony or some marker of spiritual maturity. But that's not how it works. Baptism is not a reward for getting your life sorted out. Instead, it's the starting point of you living your life openly for Jesus. You don't get baptized because you've got your life all sorted and all together. You You get baptized because you realize that you can't save yourself and you need him to work in your life. That's why you get baptized. It's a public declaration that's saying, I'm putting my trust in Jesus, not in my own goodness. See, in Acts 2:41, I mentioned this already, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, those who believed were baptized straight away. They didn't go off for a few months or a few years, come up with all the excuses and say, I'll come back when I'm ready. They just responded in obedience. The truth is, none of us are ever truly ready in ourselves. But let me remind you, as we've been looking at in our sermon series on grace, Jesus makes us ready. Baptism is not about perfection. Baptism is about surrender. It's an outward sign of an inward grace in our lives. It's almost like drawing a line in the sand where you say, I belong to Jesus now. So if you're waiting till everything in your life feels in order, so you feel like you're ready, let me just say, you might be waiting forever. Can I encourage you, step out in faith. And let me remind you, the water doesn't make you worthy, Jesus already has. Excuse number two. But I was christened as a baby. And we thank God for godly parents who wanted to dedicate us to him. Many of us were blessed with parents who stood before a church and said, we want to raise our child in the ways of God. And let me tell you, that is a beautiful thing. It reflects their heart to see you walk with God. But the Bible shows that baptism is something that happens after personal faith. In Scripture, baptism always follows belief. In Acts 8 verse 12, it says there, when they believed Philip as he preached the good news, they were baptized, both men and women. That's the pattern, first faith, then baptism. So baptism is not a replacement for your christening. Let me tell you, baptism is the fulfillment of your christening. It's the moment when you make your parents' hope your own decision. Think of it this way. When you were christened or dedicated, your parents made promises on your behalf. Now, as an adult or as a young person, baptism is you standing up and saying, I believe this for myself. It's not a rejection of what your parents did. It's actually the completion of what your parents did at that point when they stood and made those declarations and those promises. It's a beautiful continuation of that spiritual journey. So rather than feeling torn between your upbringing and your obedience to Scripture, see baptism as honouring both. Effectively, you're saying, Mom, Dad, you prayed that I would follow Jesus. Well, today I'm showing you that I am. That is what's happening. That's not rebellion. That's fulfillment. Excuse number three. But I'm too embarrassed to do it in public. Listen. If Jesus could hang naked on a cross for you, you can certainly climb into a baptismal tank for him. That may sound blunt, but it's true. Baptism is a public declaration. It's not a private ceremony. Matthew 10:32, as we've seen this already, Jesus said, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. And it's completely normal to feel nervous about standing in front of people. But baptism is not about your comfort. Baptism is all about his glory. When you go under the water, you're saying, my old life is gone. When you come up again, you're saying, I'm alive in Christ. That is something worth celebrating. And we will be celebrating later as people are being baptized. The truth is, let me remind you, the church, we're not here to judge you. We're here to cheer you on. Like, don't let me down here, because when I was speaking to the people before the service and they were saying, I'm really nervous about standing up and speaking in front of people, I was saying, don't worry. Nobody is going to be critiquing you for how well you speak or any of that stuff. They'll be cheering you on. They'll be encouraging you. They'll be excited for you. So please, church, do not let me down. See, when this happens later, every single clap, every single shout of amen, let me tell you, that is heaven's approval working through people. Remember, embarrassment fades, but obedience lasts forever. The moment that you step into that water, fear loses its grip. You're not performing for people. You're testifying to the power of Jesus to change a life. You're showing the world that your story now belongs to Him. So if you're being baptized today, can I encourage you to lift your head high, take that step of faith, and know this. When you honor Jesus publicly, He honors you powerfully. Every time. Excuse number four. Well, I'm not really too sure what my friends or my family will think. And that's a real concern, and it's okay to acknowledge that concern in your life. Sometimes following Jesus makes people wonder if you've changed too much or if you've gone too far. But here's the truth. Baptism is one of the most powerful witnesses that you can ever give to your loved ones. It's a living sermon. They might not understand it fully, but they will see the change in you. Like, I remember someone who I knew who got saved, and his life was radically changed. Then I spoke to his friends, and they're like, oh, well, he's changed a bit too much. Like, I'm not too sure about this Jesus stuff, and he's into this church stuff, and it's not so good. And I said to them, but how is he as a person? Oh, he's amazing. He's like a totally different character. Like, he's just totally changed. But I'm still not sure about this church stuff. And I'm thinking, you're obviously missing the disconnect here. Like, the people will see the change in you. So when you get baptized, you're saying, I belong to Jesus completely. And that kind of boldness often speaks louder than any words. People might question your decision, but deep down, I believe they'll always respect your conviction. Think about the early Christians. They faced much harder opposition than what will my friends think. Faced much harder opposition, yet they stood firm in their faith. Why? Because they knew that pleasing God mattered way more than pleasing people. Galatians 1 and 10, Paul writes here, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? And baptism is your answer to that question. You're saying, I'm living for an audience of one. Remember, sometimes your obedience can be the very thing that God uses to draw your family closer to Him. The water may look like a small step, but in Heaven's eyes, it's a mighty leap of faith. When you come out of that tank, you'll know that you've honoured Jesus, and that's something worth everything. And let me clear up an important question. And the question is this: does baptism save you? The answer is no. It's not the act of baptism that saves. We are saved through grace, through faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9 makes that clear. The thief on the cross, remember that? The two guys on the cross next to Jesus? That thief that Jesus said, today you'll see me in paradise. Like, he didn't somehow get himself down off the cross, get baptized, and then get back up again. Like, he didn't go away and attend 500 Bible studies. He didn't go and do any of that stuff. He just acknowledged Jesus. Baptism is an outward sign of the inward reality. Think of a wedding ring, like my wedding ring here. This, I could put this ring on before my wedding day, but just because I wore a ring on my wedding finger doesn't mean that I'm married. It's just a ring. But if you're truly married, you want to wear a ring as a sign of your commitment to your husband or wife. In the same way, baptism doesn't save you, but if you're truly saved, then you should automatically want to be baptized. So let me speak directly to those of you people in the room today who believe in Jesus but have not yet been baptized. Let me ask, why wait? Why put it off? Jesus commanded it. The early church practiced it. Baptism is part of your obedience, part of your witness, part of your discipleship. Maybe you're here today watching others be baptized, and you feel that tug in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit saying to you today, this is for you too. Can I encourage you? Don't ignore them. Make it a priority. Today could be the day that you sign up for the next baptismal service. Don't wait until it's convenient. Say yes to Jesus today. And I also want to speak this morning to those of us in this room watching online who are not yet Christians. Maybe you're here this morning because a friend or a family member is getting baptized today, and we are so thankful you're here. We hope you felt welcome today and you feel part of Found Church. You're watching and you're curious, or maybe you're even a little bit skeptical. But as you see these lives changed, as you hear these testimonies, something might start to stir within you. And if that's you, let me remind you today, baptism is not where you start. Faith in Jesus is where you start. Acts 2:38 says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Firstly, you repent, you turn from your sin and turn to God. You put your trust in Jesus who died for you and rose again. Then you get baptized as that outward sign of that inner change. And the good news of the gospel is this, that Jesus loves you. That he died on the cross for your sins, that he rose again to give you new life. Today he offers forgiveness, freedom, hope, and eternal life with him. And let me remind you, you do not have to clean yourself up first. You do not have to sort your life out first. You just have to come to him as you are and then let him do the work in you. Because we'll never be ready. We'll never be clean enough. We'll never be good enough. Just come as you are and let him do the work in you. Then when you believe, baptism becomes the way you say, yes, I belong to him. And throughout history and in our own church, baptism has marked moments of powerful transformation. People who were trapped in addiction, washed clean by the power of Jesus. People who carried shame and guilt for years, burying it in the waters of baptism and rising up to freedom. People who were shy and hesitant, suddenly finding boldness and joy after taking the step of baptism. And every single story is different, but the Saviour is always the same. What he's done for them, he can do for you. The band can come. So for those who have already been baptized, today is a reminder that baptism is not just about a moment. Baptism is about a lifestyle. We don't just bury the past once. We daily die to ourselves and live for Jesus. Colossians 2 verse 12 says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the death." Let me remind you, baptism is the starting line, not the finishing line. We live each day in the power of the resurrection, clothed in Christ and filled with his Spirit. So let's not forget about our own baptism. Let's live like people who have died to sin and been raised to life. Here's the heart of the matter. Baptism matters because Jesus commanded it, because it declares the gospel, because it strengthens faith, and because it is part of the normal Christian life. So if you are a Christian and not yet baptized, don't delay. Make it a priority. Obey Jesus, step into the waters. And if you're not yet a Christian, the invitation is open. It's simple. You just repent, which means just simply turn away from your old life, from the things you know are not right in your life. You believe in Jesus, receive his grace, his forgiveness, the new life that he brings. Be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, step into the life that you were made for. And as we prepare to baptize those who are ready today, I want to make two quick appeals. Firstly, to the Christian who has not yet been baptized, can I encourage you to make the decision today?
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.